You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Color. Color is a huge subject, and it's way more than I can cover in this. We, in my people, we think about color all the time.
Leather for the winter, silk is for the summer. Earth turns through the fall. Spring brings out all the colors, switching up with every season. Never switching on my brothers. This is for them fashion runners and them stylistic lovers. The mood to make you groove, light tunes and bright hues. It ain't about what's on you, but what's inside you. That's the essence. I wrote it down, spoke it loud to manifest it. I did the opposite of what the school dean suggested. Became a pro with my passion, it slowly turned to my profession. Now I'm the one they requesting for. Hey, Lord bless them all. I hope you know I'm good to go when I get the call. So until that day comes, I'm approaching these records like a painter. Applying all the layers, supplying all the flavors. Surviving all the changes that was happening. We had to adapt to it because we wasn't affluent. Cold nights, mildew on the window, we would ride upon it. Sleeping in the garage, mink blankets with the tiger on it. Curbside dinners, fish and chipping right beside the bonnet. Leave your leftovers for the homeless, hope the birds don't hog it. Yeah, iconic, like jam toasted, fresh tank loose, got it from Connors. Reminiscing on my innocence, a lot on my conscience. Now I'm conscious and I'm content with everything we've accomplished. That's me, that's team, the cover was DMP. The clips were shot and mixed by Connor and JC. Hazard did the logo, Gat did the promo. Tim D at One Deep, gone always taking photos. Josie was the publicist, the industry was loving it. Even had the big dog, John Campbell, humming it. Fast forward, odds at all, music awards, me and my broad. TD won the chip, but I ain't take it as a loss. Dust it off and now it's right back to that board. Back home to grab that wet stone up out that drawer. And sharpen up that sword, and level out that score. And level up my craft every time I press record. Lord, yeah, it's just what I do, it's all hues, so close your eyes and enjoy the view.
Diggy Dupe in the studio. That is a brand new song called Hughes from a brand new EP that's out this morning, also called Hughes. Kia ora, how are you going?
Yeah, Hughes.
Hughes.
Morena.
It's so nice to have you in the studio. We were just chatting not about music, but about the fact that you just did the marathon, which is super impressive. Congratulations. Yep. And you just said you did a half marathon this morning, just for fun.
Yeah, I ran for like Gumboot Friday.
Oh, sick.
So
nice.
It was Gumboot Friday today, and I was like, damn, I'll do 21K. But I woke up super early. Like one of those, like when you think you had like a mean sleep, and I was like, oh yeah, it's probably like 6 o'clock, but it was like 4. I was like, ah,
better do some running.
Yeah, so I figured I'll get it in beforehand. But yo,
I don't know when you actually do get time to sleep, because between all the marathon running and the music releasing, you've been winning awards. We saw you at the Silver Scrolls really recently, taking it out with the Panthers for the best television show soundtrack. And you've just released this, almost sprung this EP upon us. You've been kind of sneaky about this release. What's been going on in the world of Diggy Dupe?
Yeah, I like those ones, eh? Like, I don't want to drop anything, no singles beforehand.
Yep.
Give you guys the whole tape.
Totally.
I mean, it's like 6 tracks, so it's like, if I give you one, that's like almost 20% of the tape.
Might as well just enjoy it as a whole, eh?
Yeah, well, you have to. I feel like this is a whole body of work. It's so cohesive. This time round, it's like, man, I feel like I really leveled up, eh?
Who have you been bouncing these ideas around with? Because you've got a good crew that you sort of, I guess, float your sort of test stuff out with. And obviously you've been working with a lot of really interesting people on other projects in recent years. Who was the team in the wings of Hughes?
So mainly, obviously, the bro that produced it has. But, man, I don't know. Like, we made it so quick that we didn't have time to, like, you know, get like, test people in and be how's that? I just, like, I feel like I'm so self-aware with, like, what I feel is mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I can listen to it myself, I'll be like, all right,
that's good,
listen to it. Like, they mess with it too then. So I was like, yo. So, yeah, I just trusted my own gut. And then once I got to, like, kind of the end of it, where we're starting to, like, when I was with, like, Ben Lawson, like, starting to, like, mix it in and all that. Yeah. And then I'll get people sitting in and they're like, bro, what the hell? Where's this been hiding this whole time? Because, like, I didn't even have the mixes and stuff. Mm. I would just have, like, the old demos that I made on the day with Haz.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm like, bro, it's all with Ben. Like, I don't have anything.
So it'll just come out in the process as it happens. That's one thing that's really struck me about this EP. I like what you're saying about it being cohesive, because it does feel like one thought that you've expanded across this whole project. What was the, I guess, the impetus for writing this? What was the thing that sort of kicked this project into gear for you?
The funny thing is, I didn't go in with a key theme or idea.
True. That's so interesting.
It's a process-driven project.
Mm.
I went in, so it's called Hughes because I would attach a color to the beat.
Right.
And then that's how, and then, like, with the color also comes with the emotions and stuff, because, like, you know, color psychology and all that. Like, so that's how I approached the writing, and I wasn't like, okay, I'm going to talk about this. It just came with the emotion, and, like, that's a response to the sound that Haz is going for.
Yeah, totally.
So in return, that orchestrates how I wrote and the themes that came out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't really like, before I started, like, yeah, I'm going to talk about poverty and, like, gentrification, how I always do. You know, it's that's, like, stock standard Diggy stuff. But it's crazy to see the end result, and it's like, damn, these are the themes that came out of it. Yeah. Or, like, these are the cadences and, like, the little, like, things that, like, blossomed out of that color and, like, those emotions.
Mm.
Which is cool, because, like, it's a process. Like, it's creatives. Like, that's what we do. We go down, like, this little, like, road that we don't know where we're going to end up.
Mm.
Might be trash, might be, like, you know, it might be a gold mine, but but that's all about exploration.
Yeah,
you know, like,
trusting the process.
And also, like, you're not going to get, like, different results if you're doing the same thing.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I think that teaming up with Haz is always fruitful. He's got such an incredible ear, and he knows how to listen to who he's working with as well.
So the thing is with that guy, my stuff with him won't sound like his stuff with Tom, or his stuff with Lucky, or his stuff with Milu, or his stuff with, like, all these other artists that he works with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a producer should do, because it's like, with me, he's probably like, bro, this is, I can, with this guy, I can do this stuff that I can't do with, like,
these
so-and-so.
Other people.
And it's cool like that. And also, it's just, like, the first time ever being in studio with a producer, you know, and, like, and having them orchestrate the whole album.
That would have been pretty exciting to sort of experience that type of writing for the first time.
Yeah. Well, like, honestly, we work pretty fast, eh?
How, like, what was the turnaround for this?
Like, I'll say a couple months.
Far out. That is so impressive. Like,
go in the studio, like, we'll do a couple demos a day.
Yeah.
Good day, probably like six.
Far out. When you were thinking about the colors, because I find that really interesting, what came first? Was it Haz's beat and then the color that you're thinking about? Yeah, right.
So this is how it usually goes, right? Haz is in there on his big ass chair. I'm at the back on his couch, like, and he's just, like, going through samples, chopping up, and then he'll, honestly, and then while he's chopping up, I'm already writing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like I'm like starting my verse and then he's starting the beat. But then sometimes it just goes way off. I'm like, whoa, okay. Like yeah. It's like he's taking me on a ride and I have to follow him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it's like that's the process that like that kind of like how we work with like man,
it feels organic.
Yeah, but then it's funny because some people don't do that.
Yeah. Everyone's got a different way.
Because I don't know how other people work. I'm not in those studios with like other artists in there. I'm just doing me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's, that's why when I work with people, I'm like, I always set the standard like, damn, I don't know if I'm fast enough or if I'm being as efficient as so-and-so. But yeah, they always tell me like, bro, you work like, that's bloody fast or something. I was like, oh, is it? Because I don't...
You don't know the where other people are coming from. And I think also working with people that you can feel comfortable with is always important because then you're not... Those anxieties don't get in the way of what you're trying to make
yeah,
either.
Yeah, well, like, I've learned to just... Bro, I don't really care.
Just push through
I'm
it.
I'm gonna be straight up. Yeah. Like, I have full confidence in myself. I'm chill and all that, you know? Like, I'm like real humble and all that. But I know what I can do.
Yeah.
So like, all like if all else fails, I know I can write raps.
Hard out.
Like I can't sing. I'm pretty not good at singing. But like, but if all else fails, like boom bap, I can go back to the bars and like.
Nice. You know? I'd love to hear a Diggy Dupe, like R&B soulful sort of.
I try to sing
album.
On this tape.
I reckon we should have a listen to another song from it now. This song is Flying High. You were just saying before that people have been really resonating with this track. Why do you think this song's kind of, I guess, sunk into the community zeitgeist a bit?
I think it's just a banger. Like,
yeah.
You just can't deny a banger. Like, I just made it so simple and stripped back. I was thinking about like 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah.
Those old school, like just the chants.
Yep.
And like all the takes, they're all on the same level. Mm-hmm. Like it was like, nah, the BVs are like, nah, bring it up.
Bring it all up. Yeah.
So that's what I wanted to create with that. Like almost just like, you can just feel it in a club, like down at Whammy Bar, just like,
yeah, the sweaty walls and the like middle of summer humidity, yeah, big time. Less so now that they've got that nice air conditioning unit thanks to the COVID fund, so but definitely still a good underground vibe for sure. Diggy, thank you for coming in and having a chat about Hughes. Where can people go grab this music? Is it up on all the usual places?
Yeah, on all the streaming services and all that. That's pretty much it, eh? Run it up.
And thanks for coming in, and good luck with the next marathon as well. I'm sure it won't be long.
Won't be long.
Cheers, Diggy.
Mixing up the powder, it's gonna take like half an hour, I said I'm mixing up the powder, it's gonna take like half an hour, yeah. They call us coconuts, cause we hard as hell, like a copper shell. Pour it up, ripping out of fail, and I'm off the rails. Growing up, flirting through these sales, till I'm back on bail. Serve it up, Dutty on the scale, time to make up. Step into the party, everybody know the name. 80 something kilos, but the work is heavyweight. Training every day, running game in every way. And if you ain't from around my way, then get the out my face. Auckland born and raised, Raylan is the place. Shayan Asian gave a taste, now I'm giving them a plate. Iron in the kinks, and I'm tightening the screws up. Screwed up, chop them down and lit the room up. Never care about a trick, pussy or a rumor. Talk trash on computers, you're a loser. Lucky this cover got me chillin'. I ain't worried about no drama, I'ma get it how I'm living. And I'm mixing up the powder, it's gon' take like half an hour, yeah. I said I'm mixing up the powder, it's gon' take like half an hour, yeah. Mixing up the powder, it's gon' take like half an hour, yeah. I said I'm mixing up the powder, it's gon' take like half an hour, yeah.
You know the vibes, baby. You know my side, baby. In the city, baby. I'm on fire, baby. I'm on my grind, baby. Yeah. my garage all the way to your backyard. It's like that, boom bap, pull me up, clap clap.
Bucket full of money on the beach, double cup and 20 twin twins. Time is getting number and I can't feel, but when it come around, pull me up again. Bucket full of money on the beach, double cup and 20 twin twins. Gonna take like half an hour, yeah. Mixing up the powder, it's gonna take like half an hour, yeah. I said I'm mixing up the powder, it's gonna take like half an hour, yeah. Mixing up the powder, it's gonna take like half an hour, yeah. I said I'm mixing up the powder, it's gonna take like half an hour, yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.